So we did a lot of research, each of us, about gender equality within our own countries. And what I found was that the most pressing issue is political participation of women. I researched all the different campaigns that are trying to fight for women to take more of an active role in politics. And I've thought for a long time, even being a man, that there is a long tradition of a patriarchy in politics, of an elitist and quite chauvinistic attitude from an early age, so from universities, from gentlemen's clubs and onwards. And that sort of fosters the same type of person, white, private school, middle class men that are being ushered into politics. And I thought that was a problem, and I'd like to encourage more women from all parts of the country, doesn't matter their family background or their socioeconomic context, to really motivate themselves and give it a crack.
And you did all of this in French?
I tried to, yeah. I'm not the one to judge how well it went, but yeah, I've been learning French for a long time now, so we practiced a lot, so it was okay.
And tell me, how did you become interested in French?
I adore the language. I mean, quite simply, that is the principal reason. I've studied it for a long time, and when I really invested myself into language learning, especially in French, I started to travel around the country. I now have a wide group of friends who are French and part of my family as well. I adore the country, I adore the culture, I adore the people. I feel like I actually have a different personality when I speak French. I'm more open, I'm more confident, I'm more sociable, lots of things, so it's great.
I think I also read that you volunteered at a refugee camp, or you volunteered. Where was that, and what was that experience like?
So I volunteered at a refugee camp in Porte de la Chapelle, which is just north of Paris, and it's sort of taken over from the Calais camp, which is kind of reduced in size recently. That was a whole different experience. I was engaging with mainly Pakistanis, Afghans, and also North Africans, and I felt slightly awkward shaking their hand, trying to engage with them and saying, "Hi, I'm a language student at the University of Bristol. I'd like to talk to you about the languages that you speak, about your experiences." And we haven't had experiences that are comparable, but they're all so open, so confident, the thing that really surprised me, and happy to talk and willing, and I didn't feel like I needed to discuss their problems. We could just have a chat as humans. Then again, some of the stories that I heard, I heard one person who had walked from Iran to Paris, another person who had been on one of the boats from Libya across to Italy, where his uncle had not survived. So some things that shocked me, that put my life into context. And one of the people that spoke today, I think an Italian girl, she spoke in English about the refugee crisis. And it's just amazing to talk about things like that with people that have an understanding from their own cultures, and then to go forth with a better understanding of the world around me.
And speaking about going forth with a better understanding of the world around you, what will you take from this experience?
The first thing I take is pride. I'm proud of myself, and I don't say that often. I really am. I've worked hard for it. I've given it my best shot, and it's an amazing thing to say that you spoke at the General Assembly about a cause that you want to defend. Now I feel like I can use this as a platform to build. I'd like to work towards more representative gender equality in the United Kingdom. I'd like to engage with some of the campaigns that I defended today, like 50-50 Parliament and like Women to Win. And as I said, my dream is to become part of an international organisation that defends causes that I believe in. The United Nations is definitely one of those. In my own country, I'd love to work for the civil service or for the Foreign Office, and travel the world, learn as much as I can, speak as many languages as I can, and help people. So that's sort of the dream. We'll see where we go, but I'm going to use this to build.